We're doing our special class on how to read Psalms, Tehillim. And so far what we've learned is the Atnach, what's similar to the Etnachta. It looks like, like a bow, an upside down U with a little bit of a stick on top.
A horseshoe,
okay. So that's what we would call an Atnach. And the tune we learned for that is Atnach, 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 Atnach. Then we also learned about the Mercha and the Munach, which are lead-ins. They lead into, in our case, the Atnach. Mercha, Munach, Atnach. Munach, munach, atnach. Merecha, merecha, atnach. Then we learned the dechi, which is like a tipecha. It's like a comma, only it appears before the word, at the very beginning of the word, and that connotes a slight pause, like a comma. So, if we would take, let's say, if we're in chapter 114, so the fourth pasuk, Heharim has a dechi, right? That's like a tiprecha, but it precedes the word, so it's Heharim, pause. Rakedu Heilim, dechi, pause. Munach atnach. Or if you have a munach and then a dechi, it would be Munach dechi. Atnach, the dechi connotes a pause. So if we have a comma, a dechi, a tipecha that precedes the word, let's go back to the third pasuk in chapter Kuf Yudalid. So what we have there is Munach dechi, Atnach, Hayam ra'a, Vayanos. So there's a slight pause. Or the first pasuk in the chapter, Betzet Yisrael. Mimitzrayim, a slight pause after Yisrael. So today we're going to learn what's called a revia mugrash. If you look at the top of the word, when you have a dot on top of the word, that's a revia. So in regular laning, we know that has four notes. Revi'i, pa, 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 pam. That's a revia. In Tehillim, we're going to see it has two options of how you do a revia, but that's not what we're doing today. What we're doing today is, let's begin with chapter 113, and you'll notice a revia mugrash almost always appears at the end of a pasuk, and it appears in many ends of psukim. Many of the psukim in these chapters of Tehillim have that revia mugrash. If you look at the first pasuk right after that, Nach, Hallelu, you see it has a revia. It has that dot, like a diamond shape. And it also has that, look at the word Hallelu. Over the hay, it has like a comma on top of the hay. And over the lamed, it has a diamond shape, like a dot, right? So when you have those two on one word, that's called a revia mugrash. And that appears in many psukim, I would say even most psukim, at the end of the pasuk. So you have that. So if we would read it, the tune is, Hallelu, revia mugrash, Hallelu, et shem Hashem. So let's see, let's read from pasuk bet. All the psukim in this chapter begin with the same tune except for the last pasuk. Okay, so they all go ba 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 bam. Yeah, and then those that have a revia mugrash, we would go revia mugrash. Do it with me, let's do it five times. Revia mugrash, revia mugrash, revia mugrash. Revia Mugrash, Revia Mugrash. And this is the standard tune. If we would open up Psalms, then 80% of the verses go like this. Ba 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 bum. Ba 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 bum. Ba ba bum. That's the tune for 80% of Mishle. Ba 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 bum. Ba 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 bum. Revia Mugrash. Da da dum. So now let's see. We'll go chapter by chapter. This is all Hallel, what we said this morning on Rosh Chodesh. And we'll just go through it, and you'll see, you know the tune for most of the psukim. Hallelujah, hallelujah, avdei Adonai, hallelujah, et shem Adonai, yehi shem Adonai mevorach, meata ve'ad olam, mimizrach shemesh ad mevo. Mehulal Shem Adonai Ram al kol goyim Adonai al hashamayim kevodo. You guys, you didn't learn that yet. Mi, that's a dechi, right? So we pause after the mi. Mi kadonai Eloheinu hamagbihi lashavet hamashpili lirot בשמיים ובארץ מקימים מאפר דל מאשפות ירים אביון להושיבי עם נדיבים עם נדיבי עמו רביע מוגרש רביע מוגרש רביע מוגרש עם נדיבי עמו. Next chapter, you'll see, it's almost every pasuk has this. Betzeit Yisrael mimitzrayim, Beit Yaakov me'am loez, Hayeta Yehuda lekodsho, Yisrael mamshelotav. If it has no tune on it, so it's just tararam mamshelotav. Hayam ra'a vayanos hayarden yisov le'achor heharim. Pause, it's a dechi, right? Heharim rakedu che'elim gevaot kivnei tzon malecha hayam kitanos hayarden tisov le'achor Heharim tirkedu che'elim gevaot kivnei tzon milifnei adon chuli aretz milifnei Eloah Yaakov haofechi hatzur agam mayim chalamish lemayeno mayim. You see, you read almost all the chapter you learned already. You guys know 80% of Adari Tilm already. Now let's just look at the end of the psukim. We'll go with every pasuk that has a Revi'a Mugrash. Revi'a Mugrash, Revi'a Mugrash, Revi'a Mugrash, Revi'a Mugrash, Revi'a Mugrash. We're up to chapter 115. And we'll just go with the end of the psukim every time there's a Revi'a Mugrash. Al chasdecha ayena ma'asei einayim lahem af lahem lo yehegu. You saw? Yeah, the rest of the chapter has many different things. Let's move on to chapter 116. We'll be done with this in a minute. Again, Revi'a Mugrash, Revi'a Mugrash, Revi'a Mugrash. Chapter 116. Et Koli, Et Koli, Ana Hashem. And then we go on to the next pasuk. Daloti, daloti, ki Hashem. Be'altzot, ani, ani, ani. So that's the Revi'a Mugash. Revi'a Mugash. So let's repeat the tunes we learned already. We have an Atnach. 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 Munach, munach, atnach. Mercha, munach, atnach. Dechi, munach, atnach. Remember, the dechi connotes a pause. Dechi, munach, atnach. Revi'a mugrash. Revi'a mugrash. Revi'a mugrash. And being that we touched on it, so let's just look at the ends of the psukim. Anytime you have a mercha or a munach, well, a munach gets complicated. Anytime you have a mercha before the last word of the pasuk, so the last word of the pasuk is called the siluk, and you saw already, revi'a mugrash, mercha siluk. If you have a mercha before the end of the pasuk, like, let's see, the second pasuk in chapter 116. Kihita ozno lihi uviyamai ekra mercha siluk. So whenever you have a tune like that before the end of the pasuk, if it's a mercha, right now we'll go with the mercha. We'll go into more details later, but if it's a mercha, so then it's munach, munach, atnach, mercha siluk, mercha siluk. And that's a standard tune for ending a pasuk. We'll see two more variables, two more ways of ending a pasuk. So now we learned one of the classical ways to end a pasuk. Let's look at the pasuk. Shomer pitayim Hashem. What's that, the fifth pasuk in this chapter? Shomer pitayim Hashem, daloti veli yehoshia. Next pasuk. Shuvi nafshi limnuchaychi, ki Hashem gamal alaychi. Kichi. Okay, that we didn't learn yet. Okay, so you guys got the idea. Yeah? Munach, munach, atnach, revi'a mugrash, mercha siluk. Okay, to be continued, Bezach.